Tennessee regulator imposes $111,000 in fines on two bookies. The Tennessee Sports Wagering Council, SWC, has fined Fanatics Sportsbook and Zen Sports for violating gaming regulations. The regulator penalized Fanatics Sportsbook with a $50,000 fine after it failed to prevent eight individuals on the self-exclusion list from placing bets on its platform. Self-reporting the breach, Fanatics attributed the mistake to its acquisition of PointsBet's U.S. operations. When the operator launched in Tennessee, it inherited a statewide exclusion list and an in-house 20-state self-exclusion list. Although the bettors were no longer on the statewide list, they remained on the in-house record, which led to the oversight. While Fanatics had rectified the coding issue and promptly refunded the affected accounts, it didn't stop the council from fining the operator $6,250 for each Level 2 breach, totaling $50,000. The decision was unsurprising since this would be the second time that Fanatics would be penalized for the same violation. Keystar fined over insufficient funds. Keystar, which operates as Zen Sports in the state, was handed a $60,000 penalty for not having sufficient funds in its reserve account to meet its financial obligations and debts. Tennessee requires its gambling operators to maintain a sufficient amount in their reserve accounts to ensure the ability to cover outstanding liabilities related to their customers' accounts. According to the rule, the outstanding liability shall be the sum of the following amounts. 1. Amounts held by the licensee for sports gaming patron accounts. 2. Aggregate amounts accepted by the licensee as wagers on sporting events with outcomes that have not been determined. And 3. Amounts owed but unpaid by the licensee on winning wagers. The SWC discovered that Zen Sports fell short of the required reserve balance on three occasions in December 2023. Zen Sports blamed the violation on an error in calculation by its accounting team. Since being informed of the issue, the company has maintained an adequate balance and appointed new members to its accounting department.